Colourful George went out to go round fields and green woods. Such lyrics are often found in folk songs that to this day are performed on Girgjovden, the traditional version of St. George's feast, May the 6th. One of the best-loved folklore feasts boasts a very rich and colourful set of rituals dedicated to the mythical, handsome, colourful Dear George. Coinciding with the Orthodox feast of St. George the Victory Bringer, the traditional day Girgjovden venerates a pagan personage endowed with extraordinary powers. Early in the morning on that day of his feast, St. George saddles his horse and tours the fields and the woods. In the traditional beliefs, this ritual tour is sure to guarantee fertility and well-being to all. Therefore, both young and old welcome the saint in due manner. The Bulgarian Girgjovden is always bathing in greenery. A day before it comes, young girls and lads go out to the field or to the woods to pick flowers and herbs. On their way, while picking flowers, they sing songs bearing some reminiscences from an ancient ritual. Another important ritual is the making of Girgjovden bread. By rule, it is the job of the mother-in-law or else the oldest woman in the household. Renowned Bulgarian ethnographer Dimitar Marinov recorded dozens of Girgjovden buns. Their shape and decoration relates to various moments of the popular festival. Some of the loaves are incensed together with the Girgjovden lamb, being part of the sacrificial meal dedicated to St. George. Other loaves were taken to the sheep pens for the blessing of the livestock. The reed that is placed around the neck of the sacrificial lamb is made from fresh flowers and herbs. Usually the base is a mulberry twig or a stick from another fruit tree, however necessarily cut on the same day. Flowers are tied with a red thread. According to Dmitry Marinov, until the late 19th century, the making of the ritual reeds was accompanied by dedicated ritual songs. Many of them have been resurrected in more recent times. They usually recount of the exploits of Dear George, who pierced a dragon, released chains of slaves, etc. After the reed was ready, it was taken to the icon of the house. In many Bulgarian villages, to this very day, the sacrificial lamb for Gergiovden is blessed with ancient folk songs, a reminiscence of olden times, when the ritual was performed by the elder of the fellowship, only later replaced with a Christian priest. The wool of the lamb would be thoroughly cleaned, a job done by young girls. Then they placed the reed around the lamb's neck and attach a candle to its horns. Before the ritual opened, the elder took off his fur head, made a sign of the cross facing the east, and incensed the lamb. Only after that, the lamb was ready for the sacrifice.
Он обяз и свети Георги, Георги светия. Да си види очарите Георги светия. Да си види очарите Георги светия. Да. Като мина свети Георги по овчарите, като мина свети Георги по овчарите, обиколи и нивята Георги светия, и нивята градинята Георги светията. Като седна да почива Георги светия, ситен дъж от небо падна над зеленина. Свети Георги, конче люля Георги светия, той си вредом благославя Георги светията.
On Gergiovden, people gather for a festive meal and everybody brings ritual food and wine. Outside villages, usually close to ancient shrines, swings are tied, decorated with greenery. In songs, they are invariably called a golden Gergiovden swings. Young girls and lads sway on them for the sake of health and protection from accidents, as well as from wood nymphs, dragons, and other evil creatures. While swaying, they also sing to rings placed in a vessel with water, together with some flowers and herbs. This was a way to soothsay about who would marry whom during the year. There are many other rituals performed in homes, in the fields or in animal pens. All of them pertain to the belief that Saint George will protect both people and livestock, will give good farmers a good harvest and a house full of children. In traditional beliefs, every drop of rain on Gergiovden is pure gold.
Спуснало слънце три люлки и три полюлики. На голям ден, на велик ден, на личен ден, на Георгиов ден. На голям ден, на велик ден, на личен ден, на Георгиов ден. люля ліє от люля.